In Los Angeles, news cameras were rolling yesterday as a police officer repeatedly struck an unarmed black man with a heavy flashlight. It was a 1991 police beating that led to devastating riots in L.A. Now there are multiple investigations of this new incident by federal, state, and local authorities. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
L.A. television helicopters were all over the early morning police chase that ended in the streets of Compton. A half-dozen LAPD officers were seen pursuing a Toyota Camry they thought was stolen, then running after the driver when he took off on foot. From a bird's-eye view, the man is seen starting to get on his hands and knees in surrender. Then several other officers arrive, and one of them kicks, then strikes a suspect 11 times with a flashlight. Police have identified the man as 36-year-old Stanley Miller, who was booked for investigation of grand theft auto and is being held on a $30,000 bail. Police say Miller was treated for very minor scrapes to his face. But news of the incident broadcast across the city spread quickly through the day. During a news conference outside the 77th Police Precinct, L.A. Mayor James Hahn expressed his dismay.
We won't tolerate misconduct. We won't tolerate excessive force in the way that LAPD does its policing.
Hahn noted that the videotape beating came just a week after LAPD officials announced they had successfully reformed the department mandated by a federal consent decree. The Justice Department had identified a pattern and practice of civil rights violations by officers.
Now's the test. See if the reforms that have been put in place are going to work and are going to have the confidence of the community.
But that confidence may still be elusive. For some in the community, yesterday's incident brought back painful memories of the 1991 beating of black motorist Rodney King by white police officers.
Here we go again. Here we go again. This is Rodney King all over again.
Civil rights activist Najee Ali stood outside police headquarters downtown yesterday to denounce the incident, comparing it to other cases of alleged police misconduct and calling for justice.
We have another unarmed suspect be beat on videotape, and this has got to stop.
Ali says many are now watching to see how police respond to yesterday's televised beating. LAPD Chief William Bratton has spent the last few years trying to improve relations with many in the community who harbor lingering anger and resentment from the Rodney King case. He reportedly cut short a trip to the East Coast to monitor investigations of alleged excessive force. Those investigations have already begun by his department and by the FBI to determine whether Miller's civil rights were violated. Andre Baradi is the Inspector General of the LAPD's Police Commission.
As this department moves in a positive direction of reform, we must be diligent. We review and investigate allegations of misconduct against officers. And in this case, like no other, we will conduct an independent, thorough, and critical analysis.
So far, the LAPD has not released the names of the officers involved under legal advice from city attorneys. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.